Sports talk for your workday.
If you want to dream big.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, can I touch that thing? Sure, it's a stanchion. Yeah, go ahead.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Joe Mazzulla is on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. He's brought to you by Shaking Crab. Come on in and try their signature crab boil and dive headfirst into pound after pound of fresh shellfish in their signature shaking sauce. Visit shakingcrab.com to find the location nearest you. Bibs up. Phones down. It's shaking time with Joe Mazzulla. Joe, how you doing?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Morning. You probably wanted to break it on our show last week that you were going to get the official title of head coach. You probably knew it at that time, didn't you?
Kind of, yeah, I did.
How long did that...
feel free to throw us a bone next time, you know, so we can break a little news on this show for once.
How long had that been going on for? How long was the conversation leading up to that?
It really wasn't much of a conversation. It was just kind of like a two-day process. Where kind of, you know, Brad approached me a day or two out before it was, you know, before it was actually out there. And we just kind of talked about it. And that was it. It went pretty fast.
What's it mean to you, the team's commitment and organization to you?
Oh, it means everything. You know, to... be in a situation that I'm in and to coach, you know, the Celtics with the tradition and that they have and, you know, it being my hometown team, for them in a moment like this to trust me and to support me, it means everything to my family and I.
You know, just a few short years ago, whether it was at Fairmont or with the Red Claws.
Yeah, we went through the history. Whew.
Just a great story and a great rise for you. Could you envision that this would happen for you in such a short period of time?
No, could not envision it at all. Had no idea. But, you know, just try to remain faithful, remain patient, and not try to, you know, do it by myself. And just always try to, one, like, you know, rely on my family. And then, you know, I've said it to a couple of different times where I've always had good people around me, like good coaches, good players, good people. So it's kind of helped, you know, kind of shaped who I am.
Does it, I don't want to term it this way, but does it put more pressure on you, Joe? Like, you're not going to change probably your daily process. You've been coaching this team, but now the fact it's official, your team's pretty damn good. Well, I think we all understand what the expectations are, but does it put a little more pressure on you? Do you feel it every day now?
I mean, I put it on myself regardless. So, you know, I think pressure is there, regardless of whether you're the interim or not, or whether you're a great team or, you know, whatever the expectations are. I think just naturally you have that because it's important to you and you want to win and you know, you kind of have a responsibility. So I don't know if, you know, I'm waking up every day saying I have to do this, and this, but at the same time, I understand the responsibility of what it's like to coach for this team and what the expectations are. And you know, it's important that you work to deliver.
What were your impressions as a first-time coach in an All-Star game as you were over the weekend?
It was fun. You know, I think the cool part was watching a bunch of guys who, like, that was their dream, was to get to be an All-Star. And that was something that they strive to do since they were a little kid. And it's something they always talk about, to see a whole group of those guys, all 24 of them, interact with each other and, you know, treat each other with respect and support each other and, you know, bust each other's chops and talk trash to each other. Like, just watching the league, you know, kind of be together in that was a really cool environment.
You mentioned expectations a minute ago, Joe. As I'm sure you're aware, a lot of people love the Celtics' chances to win it all. You've got the MVP of the All-Star game on your team. You've got other great players. You've got guys returning to health. So I guess my question is not necessarily about managing the expectations, but what would prevent you at this point from achieving that ultimate goal that a lot of people have you picked to bring home the title this year?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing is, like, you know, not losing focus and not losing, you know, trust in details in the things that we do. And we can't necessarily control, you know, if we're going to win it or not. But what we can control is, like, can we continue the mindset? Can we continue the focus, the details, the execution, and really just the togetherness that we've had as a team and our organization for the entire season? And so, you know, I think as much as things get bigger and as much as the stakes get higher and the expectations get higher, you have to even focus more in on the little things, the smaller details that, you know, just kind of aren't talked about as much. And so we've done a good job up to this point of focusing on those, and we got to really double down on it.
We got a chance to see your locker room speech at the All-Star game because, of course, with it being an All-Star game, everything is recorded. And so I'm curious if you put – how much thought goes into making a locker room speech before you make it?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Just something you come up with on a moment's notice, or is that something you put a little thought into ahead of time?
I mean, I definitely, you know, prayed about it and asked for the wisdom for it and kind of just figured out what you wanted to say. But anytime I'm in a situation like that, I try to just kind of tell the truth and, you know, talk from the heart. And, you know, I thought it was important because that was true in the sense of, you know, one of the reasons why I came into the NBA was to build relationships and, you know, to better understand greatness and to better understand why people are great and how it's so much more than the player itself. And so, you know, I spent a decent amount of time just kind of thinking about how I wanted to go about saying that. But at the same time, I wanted to just kind of speak from my heart and tell them, you know, why I do what I do and why it's important to me and why it's important to them as to why we kind of, you know, carry ourselves the way we do.
What was your favorite or coolest moment from the weekend that has not been talked about? Like, the Beatles talked about the speech, maybe kicking in the doors to your suite at the hotel, and bang, no, the Rihanna song comes on?
Watching my son beat up the mascots at practice.
Oh, awesome.
My six-year-old is very similar to me when I was a kid. You can barely control him. And so he's out there just swinging away at the mascots during practice. And
nice.
You know, we had to detain them off the floor.
Have the mascots taken to wearing protection in certain areas? Because, you know, you start you start swinging at you know,
the height of a 6-year-old.
But thank you, Beetle. Thank you. You got to be careful.
I wish I got. I think there are some pictures or a video out there of him going after the Heat mascot. So I thought that was hysterical.
Oh, okay. We'll have to find that for ourselves.
Yeah. You also, as a coach in this game and having a front row seat, you saw two of your own players have great performances. And, of course, we talked about Jason Tatum and his game. Jaylen Brown said over the weekend that he feels like he sacrifices a little bit for the success of Tatum. And I'm wondering if you feel the same way, like there's more to Jaylen Brown that can't fully be unlocked because he's playing with Jason Tatum.
I mean, I appreciate him saying that. I think it's important that we all – you know, sacrifice, you know, because what we're trying to get to, it takes that humility and that mindset. And so I think that was great that, you know, we all kind of have to do that. And, you know, I think Jalen's learning how to, you know, what does his best look like? And I think in order for us to be a great team, in order for us to win, we have to have the best of everybody, including him. And so I think he's done a good job of learning, you know, what that's like, evolving his game. And, you know, being just as aggressive and being just as well-rounded as his game can be. And so I think he's really growing in that area.
Joe, do you have any concerns about the overall health of your team going down the stretch? And I know you've just dealt with a lot this year and shuffling lineups. And how do you feel about the health at this point from now until the end of this season?
I'm pretty confident in it. I think, you know, we didn't really deal with health until like the last month and a half or so. We were relatively healthy outside our, you know, Rob at the beginning of the season. And so I'm kind of glad that we were able to go through that. Everyone's healthy now. And I think it's just it's good that we were able to develop different identities, different strengths, teams, different lineups, and so we'll be able to use that in the playoffs. And I think we'll be, you know, just kind of well-rounded in that. So, you know, our guys do a good job of taking care of their bodies, and I think, you know, they'll make even a better conscious effort of it as we get closer to the playoffs.
All right, well, Joe, great talking to you. Congratulations again on the full-time permanent hire now as Celtics head coach.
I appreciate that. You're stuck with me, guys.
That's it.
Not going anywhere. Joe, thanks.
See you, Joe.
Later.
Joe Mazzulla, Celtics head coach.
How lucky mind's that, being stuck with us?
Yeah. The name of the Heat mascot is Bernie.
Bernie?
Oh, shocker.
Good name.
Was it a fly?
I don't think he minds us. I don't think he does.
No.
I don't.
I think he tells us more than he tells reporters. He's pretty quick with reporters.
He didn't tell us he was going to be named head coach.
Well, he could have, but I had someone ask me. I won't name them because, you know.
Writer and all that. Yeah.
He said, how can he be so nice to you guys? I'm like, what? He's not nice to the reporters? No, not as nice.
Well, I think you're more on guard, too, immediately after the game. Like, first 15 minutes.
That's
like,
true.
Like, what question's coming?
Well, yeah. 1 hour down.
3 to go.
We'll get to the headlines. 90 seconds. We'll come right back. And, well, we can continue talking about Jaylen Brown's comments and what he said about sacrifice. The comments of Eddie House, former Celtic, and how those comments by Jaylen Brown please him very much. We'll get to that right after the headlines. No commercials, as I said.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.